Right, the Simin Shazach. Shadimar Vesulek is the true, nobody else ruled over the whole world. These are the only three that at that time ruled over the whole world. Is that true? We have Shleima Melech. So Mar says, Loi Solek Machusai. Rashi Loi Hishle Machusai Shre Nitrat Kneminim Masech Tegitin. Some Shittas hold when he became older, he lost his Malchus. So he wasn't the Melech all his life. At the end of his life, he wasn't the Melech. So we don't include Shleima. So Mar says, Ho Nichol Amandiyama Melech Vhedyet. At the beginning, true, he was a king, but then at the end, since he did these bad things, he became like a hedget. He became no more king. Elo l'man d'yoma, melech v'hedgetu melech. He was first a king. Then, true, he was a hedget, but at the end, he became back a melech again. So, ma'ik l'meimah, even at the end of his life, he died by being a king. So then, why don't we include Shleimoi? He also ruled over the whole world. So, we're going to say, Shleimoi milso achriti hevi bein. Shleimoi melech had something special about him. Shemolach al ha'elyonim v'al ha'tachtonim. Shleimoi Melech ruled over the elyonim, the people on top, and the tachtonim also. He had shlitas Rashi al ha'elyonim means al ha'shedim. Shleimoi Melech ruled over the shedim also. A different madrega. He's in a different category than these three. But any time it's true, he also ruled over the whole world. But even more, even on the elyonim, on top also he ruled. Shneim ha'pasuk says, Vayeshev Shleimoi al kisi Hashem. Mashri Mamash like Satra Kisi Hashem, that he also ruled over the Elyonim also. For the Gemara, I have a heavy Sancheriv. I Sancheriv also, the Chsiv, it says, Mi Bechol Elokeha, Elokeha Ratzoy Seila, Asher Vetzilu Asatzim Yodi. Like he said, who could say, which any God could save from me? Mashri what that he ruled over everybody. And the Gemara, no, Iku Yushalayim Dlekivsha. Sancheriv didn't capture Yushalayim. That was the one city he didn't capture. Therefore, it's not called he ruled over the whole world. For the Gemara, we could dar in Ha'ikar dar Yavish. Dar Yavish also they ruled over the whole world. The Chsiva says by dar Yavish, Malka he was a king. Ksav lecholam amayu umya v'lishna. He wrote to every single nation in their language. The Dairim mecholari in shlamechun yaske. Like he sent a message of shalom aleichem, peace to everybody, to the whole world. So Mashem, he ruled over the whole world. That's why he wrote to them. Over all the people that he ruled, he sent to them peace. So Gemara says, no. There are seven nations, seven cities, that the Yavish did not rule over. The Pasuk says, Shvar Kodom Dor Yavish. He was happy, he was pleased before the Yavish. V'heikim al Malchuso liachashdaf nayo meyav yesen. They appointed 120. Mashma, he still had to capture one place. These seven cities he didn't capture yet, so he still wanted to capture them. So the kids say he didn't rule over the whole world. For the Gemara, v'ika kairish, I the melech kairish of Siv, koya ma kairish melech pras, kol mamluchay soritz, nosen li Hashem. That Hashem gave me all the whole world. So Chura also Mashmi ruled over everybody. Tomorrow says, no. Hose mishtabuch yoduko mishtabach ben Ashayu. Kirish was talking to himself. He was praising himself. That's all. As it wasn't really true. He didn't really rule over the whole world. He was just praising himself. Then the Pasuk says, Nester, by Yom Mahain, Kisheves HaMelech. When the Melech was Shavas, so Mashma, he first sat down to be a king. So Rashi, the Mor says, Uchsiv Basra, it says afterwards, Bishnas Sholosh Lamolchoi. The third year he was a king. So the Mor says, Omar Rova, my Kisheves, what does it mean Kisheves, Pashas Mashmi, just sat down to be a king? And he was saying it 3 years later. So Morin says, it doesn't mean by Yom Hain Kisheves HaMelech, when he first sat down to be a king. It rather means, Omar Rova, my Kisheves, Liachash and Nishyash Vadaitoi. After he felt secure in his position of being the king. Rashi can say, Yashua Daito, She Metchilo Hayadoik, She Yotsu Yisroa Metachas Yodoi. At the beginning, Achashverosh was afraid that Hashem was going to take Klal Yisrael out of his possession, out of his rule. Kishe Yigru Shivim Shon Lagolos Bavel. At the end of 7 years of Golos Bavel, he was afraid that Hashem would take them, free them. The Yachshav Neshashva, we'll soon see, now came the time when Achashverosh made a cheshbin, that according to his cheshbin, 70 years passed by already, and still nothing happened to Klal Yisrael, so that's why Hashem is not going to free them anymore. But up until 70 years passed by, Achashverosh was afraid that maybe at the end of 70 years, Hashem will redeem them from him.
So now Kishevas HaMelech means now his cheshbon came that 70 years passed by and still nothing happened to Klal Yisrael. Now was this Yashva Daita, he felt good. He was satisfied.
Was Omar Rova, my Kishevas, what does it mean? That Omar, he said this, Omar, Bal Shaltzer Choshe V'Tor, Bal Shaltzer made a cheshbon when the 70 years are up, and he made a mistake. And that's when he felt secure, but really Achashverosh knew the years weren't finished yet. I'm going to make a cheshbon exactly when the 70 years should be up, and I'm not going to make a mistake. And therefore, when I see the 70 years are up, and still Hashem is not saving Klal Yisrael, I feel secure, I have nothing to worry about. Mahi, what was his choice? What was his cheshbon?
Yeah.
Talmud Gemara says, Mahi, what's the case? Rashi says, Chushbono de Baal Shotza v'tusei. The first one, Baal Shotza, he made one cheshbon, that one the 70 years should be up, and he made a mistake. What was his cheshbon? What was his mistake? The Chassid says like this, Ki lefi malayis lebovel shivim shana, when it ended 70 years, Efka deschem, then I remember you. That's what Hashem said, that's what the Novi said, that Hashem will remember Klal Yisrael after 70 years being in Bovel. So Rashi says, Kisoverhu lemalchus bovel, miyoim, Shenotla Bovo Malchus. It means at the time when Bovo became the king, Vizer Nebuchadnezzar, Noto Malchus, Meosar Chodyon Melech Asher. That was when Nebuchadnezzar first took over the kingdom for Melech Asher. So Belshazzar thought it means 70 years from the time when Nebuchadnezzar first took over. That was his cheshbon. Uksiv, it says, Lemalois Lechurbas Yerushalayim, Shivim Shona. Like, I'll fix up the Churban of Yerushalayim after 70 years. So, Choshev, how did Baal Shotza make the Cheshbon? Choshev Arboyin V'Chomesh Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the king for 45 years. So that was the first Cheshbon, the 45 years, because he thought that's when the Cheshbon started, when Nebuchadnezzar first became king of Bavel. Then the Esri Mutlas the Avil. Then we have 23 years of Avil. And then the Avil Madroich. The Tartidi day and 2 years of his Baal Shotzer, Hoshivim, that's how you have 70 years. So, and it came 70 years and nothing happened, Hashem didn't save Klal Yisrael yet, is therefore Afik Mani Devei Mikdoshon, Baal Shotzer went into the Beis HaMikdash and took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, V'yishtamish bo, and he used it. As if to say, now he's not afraid of Hashem anymore, Hashem is not saving him anymore. Now, Unavuchanetza, Minolon, the Arboin, V'chom Yishon Amolach. How do we know this first thing, that Nebuchadnezzar was a king for 45 years? How do we know that? To Yom HaMar, we learned like this, it was said, Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shemana, they went into Golus after 7 years, they went into Gol Exile after 8 years, Golu B'Shemana Asori after 18 years, Golu B'Teisha Asori after 19 years. What does this mean? It means like this. Alright, turn over. Yeah, it means like this. Golu Basheva, they went to exile the 7th year. That means Lekibush Yoyokim, from the Kibush of Yoyokim. That's Golus Yoyokim. That was the Golus of Yoyokim. Shishmoinu Lenevuchadnezzar, which was the 8th year of the Nebuchadnezzar in his kingdom. In other words, the 1st year, like Marvel soon say, the 2nd year in his kingdom, he conquered Yoyokim. And Golus Yoyokin was the 7th year, which is really the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. And again, Golu B'Shemein Asara, they went into exile again 18 years, after 18 years, Lekibush Yoyokin, means after 18 years from the time they captured Yoyokin, and that was called Golus Sitkiyo. That Golus started 18 years later, it was called Golus Sitkiyo. Shitisha Asara Nebuchadnezzar, which is really the 19th year from the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. The Yom HaMarkos, we learn like this. Shona Rishona, the 1st year that Nebuchadnezzar was a king, Kibush Ninveh, he captured Ninveh. Ninvohu. And Shniyah, 2nd year, Kibush Yoyokim, he captured Yoyokim. Samela, that's how you have it. These Golas seem like it's 1 year later from the beginning of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar.
Golu B'Sheva means the Kibush Yoyokim. It was the 7th year after they conquered Yoyokim, and Yegolus Yoyokim, Shishmoin Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. Golu B'Shmoin Asara, the Kibush Yoyokim, Yeah. Golas Tzidkiyo. There was, that's the time when the Golas Tzidkiyo. Sheitisha Asal Nebuchadnezzar. Again, it was the 19th year for Nebuchadnezzar. Is 18 years after Yoyakim, which was the year before which Nebuchadnezzar started, which now is 19 years. The Yom Amar, Shana Rishoyna Kibush Ninva, Shniya Kibush Yoyakim. The first year when Nebuchadnezzar was Melech, he captured Ninva. The second year he captured Yoyakim. So a year later, that's when he got Yoyakim. Well, see, it says, Vayihi Bishloshim B'sheva Shana. It was the 37th year, Legolas Yoyakim, from the Golas of Yoyakim, Melech Yudah, Bishnei Mos Achodesh B'Eschim, the Chamish Lachodesh, Nosa Avim Rudach, Melech Bovel. That's when he took off, when he killed Melech Bovel. Bishnas Machusai, Eshresh Yoyachin, Melech Yehudah, Vayotze Yosef Beis HaKela. That he put him into the Beis HaKela, took him out of jail. So, Timna Utlosa, Timna 8, that was for his first years of the Nebuchadnezzar, then Utlosa B'Sheva, then you have 37 years, Harei Aboyim V'Chamish, to Nebuchadnezzar. That's why you have the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. First is 8 years, and now it says later, another Indian of 37 years later. So together it's 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was a king. Now the Eschrim, Utlos the Yavil, so now again, Baal Shelzer is making this cheshbin that it started from the beginning when the Nebuchadnezzar first took kingdom. So 70 years later is when Hashem should redeem them. So first you have 45 years in Nebuchadnezzar. Now we have 23. Esu Matlas, Diavil, Merudach. Gemara, that's something the Gemara knows. There's no right from Sukkim. The Gemara knows that he ruled for 23 years. Fetati the day, now Baal Shelzer had the first 2 years of his kingdom. Hoshivim, that's how he has 70 years. Is Omas, Rabbi Shelzer said, Hashte Vadai Sula Mifrikei. Since now Hashem didn't come to save the Jews yet, he didn't make a goal, he didn't save them yet, is Hashem's not going to save them anymore. Like the Navi was wrong, the Navi said Sheker. Therefore, he wasn't afraid of Hashem anymore, and Aptik Mani Dvei Mikdosho Vishtamishbu. He took out the Kelim of the Beis Mikdosh and was Mavazah them, he used them for his own private use. Is Hainu de Kormala Daniel. This is what Daniel told him. The Almori Shemaya his Ramamta. Like you're going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lamanya di Basayu. His of Kodomach. Like you're taking out his Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not nice. Uksivbe, it says there that Balayla Koto Bashalza Malko Kashnoi. Like at that night, the king Bashalza was killed. That's what happened to him. Uksiv, it says, with the Vor Yosh Midor Kiva Machusa. And the Yovosh, he took over. The Yovosh took over after Baal Shelzer. Kvar Shnin Shosin, it was 2 years. Kvar Shnin Shisin Utlosin, okay. Shnin Shisin Utlosin, 63 years that the Yovosh took over. Is Omar, so Achasuerus said like this, Iyo Mititoi, Baal Shelzer made a mistake, but Ano Chashiv Novloitina. Achashverosh said, I'm going to make a good cheshbon, I won't make a mistake. That Achashverosh said like this, Miksiv Lamalchus Bavel, that it said the 70 years are going to start counting from the beginning of the kingdom of Bavel to the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar. That's not what the Navi meant to say, Yirmiyo. But rather he meant to say, Lebavel Ksiv, to Bavel. My Lebavel, what does it mean, Lebavel? Legolas Bavel. From the time Klai Yisrael went out of Eretz Yisrael into Bavel, they'll be there for 70 years. And 70 years later is when Hashem will redeem them. Is Kama B'tzirin, how many years are we missing now? Timnet, we're missing 8 years. Like Nebuchadnezzar was the king 8 years before the Golis of Klal Yisrael into Babel. So 8 years are missing. Is Choshev V'yayu Chalufayu. So good, Achashverosh waited another 8 years. Chodo the Baal Shelzer. First of 1 year of Baal Shelzer's own kingdom. V'chomesh the Dov Yovosh. And 5 of the Yovosh. The Kairish, the Tati today, had 2 of his own. That's now he has 8 years. So Hashivin, that's how Achashverosh made the Cheshbin. Now we have 7 years of the time when Klai Yisrael was in Bavel. We have 7 years now. Now Kiv on the Chozui, to Mole Shivin, since Achashverosh saw that it ended already his 70 years, Vula Yifruk, and Hashem did not redeem them yet, his Omri said, Hashta Vadai Sula Mifriki. Now Hashem is not going to redeem them anymore. Hashem won't take the Jews out of my reign. is apik mani de bay mikdosha. The ishtamishbu. That's when Achashverosh made his big suda, and by the suda that he made, he said he took out the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. He served the yayin kadas melech. He served the yayin bekelim shonim. The Megillas Esther says, meaning to use the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. So Boaz Sotin, at that time when he took out the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash and he used to serve by his own private apani, the Sotin came v'rikud b'neim and started to dance amongst Achashverosh v'horagas Vashti. That's what happened at the end of that Suda, the Maisa, beginning of the Megillah, that Achashverosh called Vashti to come, and Vashti didn't come, and therefore she was killed. So that was the Sultan got angry at the fact that Achashverosh was using the Suda, using those Kalim. Some say, B'chlal, that was the Chet of Klai Yisrael also that says, Shreinena B'yaisa Suda. It says they had enjoyment from that Suda. What was the Gevaltik Zach, that enjoyment? Some say that this the Yai Nesach didn't have yet, or it wasn't the Yai Nesach yet, and they only served them kosher food. So that was really so gefelach. By the time they say was then that they had enjoyment from the Suda, that really a Jewish plots. And he sees the way Achashverosh has taken out the Kalim, using the Kalim from the Beis Hamikdash, that was once used by Kedusha B'Tayron, now Achashverosh is taken and using it for his own party. How could a Jew be happy there? So the time upon the Jews, the Avera there was, it says, Shekeinenam Yosef Suda. They had enjoyment from that Suda. Enjoyment they shouldn't have had. It could be they didn't eat treif. It could be other things weren't wrong. But just the fact they had enjoyment, it should have bothered them. It should have bothered them the fact they see now these Kalim, these precious Kalim from the Beis Hamikdash, are being used by Achashverosh. But I call upon them with bothered the Sotin, and therefore the Sotin danced, and the son had Ashvashti killed at that Suda. Prat Gemara. Achashverosh made a good cheshbon. Like, why was he wrong? How come Hashem didn't save him at that time? And the Gemara now, Iyonami mitatoi. Achashverosh also made a toy, it's a mistake in the cheshbon. The boyle lemimni meichur bas Yerushalayim. He should have counted not from the time they left, but from the time Yerushalayim was choruf. So the Gemara saif kama betzirin. How much is missing? How many years more is it? Chatzari, another 11 years. Zechur, it's only 11 years from the time was Yerushalayim was choruf. Avizoy iyo kama molach. How long did Achashverosh rule? Arbeisa. He ruled for 14 years. But Arbeisa the day he boiled elam ivne beis hamikdash. So Basilikasha then. Since Achashverosh ruled for 14 years. So true, he made a cheshbon 11 years. But his last 3 years at least, it should have been the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Allah maksiv, why does the Pasuk say, Biyadim batilas avida beis laho, dib Yerushalayim? Trashi badim means bimei kairish. Batilas avedas beis laho, shetziva kairish livnois, vachozu bay. Ayidai tzori Yehuda ben Yamin. Shasheni Shemolach Achra Achashverosh. Venikra Shloisha Shemas, the Yorush, Kurish, Achashosa. I'll call upon him, they first built the Beis Hamikdash after Achashverosh was ruling. By the next king is when they, by Kurish, is when they built the Beis Hamikdash. So the Kurit still Shever. If Achashverosh was only off by 11 years, and he ruled for 14 years, he still should have been there. Well, my Rabbi says, Shonim Mukatoy Sevi. They were small years there. It wasn't a complete year. Those like 14 years of his reign were not complete 14 years. It was the end of 1 year and the beginning of the end of that year. So therefore, you don't have... So therefore what? Therefore comes... Shrashi Shonim Kutos Fayum. Oysen Shonim Shemonim Lamalo Yeshpem Shenivla Mishalachrin. And all the Cheshbonis are missing a few years. Therefore, it's good that the 7 years first ended after the Maisa of Achashverosh. After his reign, the next king took over, that's when the 7 years